take a plunge. Cheryl Collins is next.
Holy shit, I can't see anything. Maybe that's good. When I heard that the topic was enchantment, I said, what? Really? As my grandson would say, seriously? I thought, for Kayenta, for residents who are mostly retired, what do we have to be enchanted about? We're too old for, like, young love, and I guess to me that was what enchantment was about. So everybody I asked, my friends in Kayenta, are you going to tell a story? They said, no, I can't think of anything to say about enchantment. So it got my mind thinking, and I thought, okay, I'll look it up in the dictionary, see if that gives me something, the thesaurus. So, let's see, what did it say in the dictionary? Sorry, notes. Enchant, to cast a spell over, to bewitch, to charm and delight. I thought, well, that didn't help me. So I started thinking, okay, there's got to be something I'm enchanted about. And it's a given, Kayenta is enchanting. The beauty of nature, the spirit of the place. I've been enchanted by it for 40 years and lived here almost 20. And every day, there's something new and amazing. And when I take the time to go outside and just sit in nature, there's enchantment all over my yard and beyond. So that is something we all share. And I thought, okay, what else am I really enchanted about? What excites me? And the process of creation, of creating art, it's like, that's enchanting. Because it starts with maybe a little impression, a tiny bit of inspiration, a fuzzy kind of thought. And then pretty soon it becomes ideas and thoughts and it grows. And then those things that were rolling around in your mind kind of come down to your eyes and you visualize what that looks like. And then from that visualization, it comes down into your hands and you start drawing shapes, patterns, colors. And then cutting each piece of glass. In the studio, it is like you're in this flow. And inspiration or energies of the universe or something are just kind of there, just helping you. And you watch each piece of glass as you put it down with the next piece. And piece by piece, it's like a collage forms into something really beautiful. And you're going, wow, right before my very eyes this happened and it's so cool. That once it was a thought or an inspiration, and here it is, and I'm holding it. So, to me, it's a spiritual process. It's my own growth. So that's enchanting. But creation is more than just a piece of art. Every thought I have, the words I choose, those create my life. And more important than that, or more powerful than that, when the thoughts, the words, the actions all come together with integrity, it really creates how you live and where you are and how you relate to others. I've got a coffee mug that says, thoughts become things. And on the other side it says, choose the good ones. And I bought this great Story People. Do you guys know the Story People by Brian Andreas? He's just my favorite artist. And he does these things. He does these little wooden sculptures, and this one is of a woman, and she's about this tall, and she hangs on my wall. And it says, let's see. She's willing to accept that she creates her own reality, except for some of the parts where she can't help but wonder what the hell she was thinking. I saw that and I had to buy it because it was the truth. It was my life and it added some comic relief. Instead of hello or how do you do in France, they say enchanté, enchanted to meet you. And I thought, what a nice thing. What a nice greeting. And I think when Victoria moved here, started doing this, gave her energy, this place, I became more enchanted. So thank you, Victoria, for bringing the term enchantment. Making us think about it, bringing it into our vocabulary, and our lives, our thoughts, and our actions, and for this night. So enchanté and namaste. Thank you.